Welcome to Lipstick Fitties, a beauty podcast. I'm your host, Atlanta makeup artist and content creator, Rachel Rose Mazza. I created this podcast to have unfiltered conversations about all things beauty. We're chilling with my friends and colleagues from all over the world in all different walks of life. This goes way beyond the glossy facade of social media. Sometimes we don't get to know the personalities behind the people who create with their heart and soul. I'm talking to everyone from pro makeup artists to beauty enthusiasts, from influencers to entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. Lipstick Bitties is a community we're building that is truly interactive with you listeners. So if you're someone who wants to learn some shit, get inspired, and have a good ass time, this podcast is for you. Who are the faces behind the faces? Keep listening to find out. Hello, biddies. Welcome back to another episode of Lipstick Biddies Podcast. Of course, your host, Rachel here. Today, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. It is the season finale of Lipstick Biddies Season 3, wrapping up. Thank you all for a wonderful season. I feel like this season has been kind of incredible. Just from your feedback, I'm really glad that you guys have loved the season. So excited to have some well-deserved rest and get into production for season 4. On that note, if you guys want to be a guest on the podcast, if you know someone who you think would be a good guest to the podcast, please have them reach out to me. You can either DM me at lipstickbiddies or send me an email, lipstickbiddies@gmail.com, because I'm going to be setting up my season 4 schedule starting in probably end of January, early February, and hope to be launching season 4 in late February or early March. As you know, I don't like to commit to things before they're kind of like put together. So you guys will be in the loop when I actually have the season launch date. But just to put a little earworm in your ear, like I said, today is going to be a little bit different than what I usually do because I decided for the season finale as my gift to you, because it is the holidays, I wanted to publish one of my patron-only bonus episodes as a public episode. So this actually that you're going to be hearing is our patron-only bonus episode for the month of September. So it's something that I published a couple months ago. And the reason why I wanted to publish it publicly, a couple reasons. So first reason is I feel like I got so much good response from my patrons about this. By the way, we offer in the Patreon, if you subscribe, monthly bonus episodes, you get a merch pack, we do monthly virtual meetups, makeup lessons, and also if you sign up before the end of the month, you get a holiday card from me. It's patreon.com/lipstickbiddies. I'm just saying it now because there's going to be no little ad inserted in the middle of this episode because it is a bonus episode. So I just wanted to throw that in here in the beginning. So I got so much good response from the patrons and I felt like it's something that needed to be public because it deals with like a very sensitive topic, and the topic is burnout. And it's a sensitive topic for a number of reasons, but specifically because I feel like on my patron bonus episodes, I do get a little bit more personal. I do get a little bit more vulnerable. And part of the work that I'm doing on myself personally is being more vulnerable. And I felt like the most vulnerable thing that I could do that would also help you guys in the community is taking this amazing episode and putting it out publicly, because you will listen. Okay, like I said, to give you the timing of this, this was aired in September. I was coming off of about a month of travel. I had medical fatigue and burnout. It was not a good time, no bueno. Since then, as I mentioned last episode, and you guys probably have noticed, I've pulled back a lot on social media. I'm still kind of going through it, not so much burnout, but getting a little bit vulnerable, grief and depression. And I struggle with mental health. And the best thing that you could do when you struggle with yourself mentally is, you know, like the saying, you got to put your air mask on before you put your kids' air mask on, or whatever the fuck they say about like airplanes going down and crashing and burning. You got to take care of yourself first. So like that is why I've been a little bit more pulled back on social media. Part of this comes from, if you guys follow me closely or you know me personally, my guinea pig Nugget passed away. It would be a year, December 6th was a year. So it's now the 20th. And I had no idea, y'all, if you've gone through grief, I had no idea what was coming for me. I thought it was kind of through the grief thing. So this episode you're going to hear is about burnout. But grief has been kicking my ass for the past, I would say, like a couple weeks to a month. And, you know, I'm getting through it. I know I will get through it. I've been through hard things in my life. And this is probably one of the hardest things that I've ever had to go through. And I just will say to any of you that the holiday and the timing of it being at the holidays is brutal. So I will say to any of you biddies that are dealing with something right now, especially in the holidays, if you have some sort of like death anniversary or like some shit going on right now, my heart goes out to you because I just, you know, it is really, really hard. And just know that like we will get through this. I've been to the other side of depression, and it's so hard to sometimes remember what it feels like to be yourself. And because I've gone through major depressive spells before, this is just one of few. I know that like it's, you know, I'm going to be fine. Don't worry about y'all. Things are like, I know I'm going to be fine, but I'm just like, I'm just telling you guys that like, I get it if you're going through something like this. And also if you are going through something like this, I will put some resources in the show notes, and please reach out to me if you need to be pointed in the right direction, because I feel like this shit affects people in the worst way at the holidays, and especially creatives. We're so hard on ourselves. So the good thing about this episode is I feel like it's more like uplifting. I listened to it recently, and that's why I was like, I have to make this public because I feel like I needed to listen to it again now. So I really hope that this episode resonates with you. Please, 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 if you enjoy this, if you have any feedback for me, take a screenshot and tag me and let me know something that you learned, something you loved. Just a couple other notes before I start the episode. Our virtual holiday party is on January 7th. I am so excited for it. The link is in the show notes. Make sure to get on the email list so that you can get the Zoom details. That is the only way you're going to be able to get them is if you're on the email list. So make sure to get on it now. Also, if you're looking for more community, I've mentioned in this episode and I've mentioned before, join the Discord. Again, it's in the show notes. And like I said, if you want more of these bonus episodes, more of these like vulnerable moments with me, every month I publish a patron only bonus episode for my subscribers. I think that's pretty much it. And I love you all. Like I said, thank you so much for a wonderful season 3. I hope that this episode is everything you need to hear right now. And I hope that all of you have a wonderful holiday, a very happy new year. And you know that I'll be checking in with you soon. I love you so much. Enjoy the episode. And I will talk to you in 2023, biddies. We're going to talk. We're going to like do a little check-in, a little check-in. So I wanted to talk to you guys this episode a little bit about kind of like what's been going on in my personal life, things that I've been learning about myself, and things that I've been doing over the past couple months, kind of since I got back from my trip in August. And this is all centered around burnout and fatigue and mental health. And I felt like sharing my own experience and my struggles, which I'm still like not out of the woods from, to be perfectly honest. I'm still like working at getting back into my routine. I just felt like sharing some of the stuff that has been working for me and some advice might help some of you, because I know that a lot of you that listen here are pro makeup artists, are entrepreneurs. Some of you even have a 9-to-5 job and shit is stressful. Life is stressful. Like some of you have like 5 kids, you know, like I can't even imagine having 5 kids running around the house. Nonetheless, like a full-time job. Okay. And I feel like it's something that like everybody goes through at least once in their life, but it really affects people in the creative field most, like really like devastates people in the creative field, because when you are burnt out, when you're fatigued, you lose that spark, you lose what makes you happy, you start losing ideas, and things just don't come as easily to you when you're burnt out, when you're fatigued, and you have to take a step back and kind of like chill out so that you can flourish in your business again. So, you know, it's really hard. I feel like because a lot of people who run their own businesses, a lot of people who are makeup artists, I'll speak to that just because most of you are makeup artists, but like I said, you can apply this to yourself, even if you are not a pro makeup artist. We feel like we can't step away, especially if we're freelancers. We feel like we have to take every single job, say yes to everything, say yes to everyone, and be very accommodating, because that's the way a lot of us have built our businesses, right? It's hustle, 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 hustle. Say yes to every job, especially, you know, the ebbs and flows of how busy we get. You know, bridal season is busy. Fashion week, you know, you have like little ebbs and flows in your business. So you feel like you need to take so many jobs, do so many things. And what ends up happening is you just run yourself into the ground. So in my case, like giving you an example from like what has been going on with me, I actually have been pretty good, I feel like, about this, about like not pushing myself too hard. However, I get very like excited. So like when I'm kind of like in flow and I'm having a lot of ideas and I'm feeling really creative, I work myself like to the point of exhaustion basically, because I'm very inspired. Like it's not like a bad thing. It's not like out of scarcity. I'm just super inspired and motivated. And especially with the feedback that I get from you guys, I get like excited to record videos. I get really excited to design new looks. I get excited to schedule podcast episodes and do all these things. And if you're not paying attention to your body, and your body will give you warning signs that is going into like exhaustion mode. And if you choose to ignore them, like I did, it will only get worse until your body forces you to stop because it goes into survival mode. Number one thing is sleep. My example, I sleep. I'm still like working on this. This has been a problem all my life, has been sleeping. I have really bad like sleep issues, which honestly I probably should go see a sleep like doctor for. But when I'm usually like it ebbs and flows. But like if I'm under a lot of stress, if I'm doing a lot of things, or if I'm really excited and inspired, my brain is kind of like working constantly and I can't turn it off. So I'm up all night. So if you are getting like not adequate sleep, like I get like 4 hours of sleep a night right now. When I'm doing like when it normally, like if I am in a good sleep schedule, I need like 8 hours. So I'm getting about half the sleep that I need. And 4 hours, you really can't get into that REM sleep. You know, it's hard, but like sleep, your basic needs have to be met. So you have to make sure that you're sleeping. You have to make sure you are hydrating, you're drinking enough water. Like sounds like so dumb. Like we don't remember these things when we're working on set for 12 hours. Like when was the last time I took a sip of water? Oh, at like 8 a.m. and it is now 6 p.m. Did I take a lunch break? No. We have to make sure to meet our basic needs so our bodies can run and like sustain us. So that was like my number one thing, was like I feel like I was lacking sleep. I definitely was not hydrating enough because I was just, like I said, like just excited and go, 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 go. And like a lot of times also you're running on endorphins when that happens. But because I wasn't paying attention to the fact that I was neglecting those needs, all of a sudden I started getting like really bad headaches. Like not like, I mean, I don't know if they were migraines. Honestly, they could have been migraines, but like really bad headaches, light sensitivity. There was one day, Biddies, that I was like driving home and my eyes started literally burning out of my skull. Like I could not like keep my eyes open. And I had this twitch in my eye for like literally a month straight. Like, you know, sometimes you get this twitch in your eye when you're stressed out. Literally imagine that, like, but like all the time, all the time. And luckily I have a therapist, and like, you know, she was saying, she was like, oh, that is like textbook fatigue, is if you have that like twitch in your eye. And I was like, great. Sounds fantastic. Because I've never had this like twitch in my eye before. And I was like, all right, well, I guess makes sense. So like headaches, like I said, I felt very obviously like run down, very foggy, like forgetful of like basic things. Like if I'm driving, like missing exits on like routes that I've taken like a million times, right? So if you find that kind of stuff happening to you, that's like, you know, your sign to slow down. Honestly, it probably should have been like before this. It should have been like when one of those things happens, that should be your sign to slow down. Not all of those things, because your body, like I said, your body is going into like emergency mode. So it's trying to force you to shut down. And then what ends up happening is you physically can't function and you can't work anyways. So that's essentially what happened. And that's essentially why I've been absent on social media, or just not, I haven't been absent, but I just haven't been as present in the way that I usually am or like to be. I made so much content on TikTok. I was like posting on TikTok 3 times a day, and it was easy and fun for me. Like, it didn't feel like work, honestly, which is why I like doing it. I had to stop posting on TikTok. I had to stop posting every day on Instagram. The algorithm is like not your friend, but it's not worth your health. So like, these things will figure themselves out. Your health is more important to that. And that comes with like also creating boundaries. So creating boundaries for your business, creating boundaries with your time, with your clients, saying no to jobs is another thing that like will help find a little bit more of a streamlined way to take care of yourself and not get into burnout mode. One thing that I've been doing that's been helpful is scheduling time to do certain things. Normally, and I don't know if like other entrepreneurs do this, but like normally I wake up when I want to, I work until I want to stop working, and then that's it. And some days like I work 12 hours, some days I take off, some days I work 2 hours. Like, it's very, very sporadic, but I never went into it with a plan, like a list, like a to-do, like, and also like a planned turn-off time. So like, you know, usually people can like leave work at 5. I have to literally say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to work for 2 hours from 10 to 12. And that is it. No matter where I am in that work, no matter how much of a flow I have, even if I'm like, feel like I'm getting on a roll, 2 hours in, I have to stop. Because that is going to help me be more relaxed normally and know that like, it's still going to be there tomorrow. A big thing for me was like feeling like I was like disappointing people, feeling like I was missing deadlines, both for like myself, for you patrons. I mean, like I said, like the episode for last month was up late. And that was like bugging the shit out of me. But like, I had to have like a pep talk with some of like my mentorship groups and networking groups. And Melissa, shout out to you, Melissa, who's one of the patrons, and she's also a professional makeup artist, Melissa Clazzo. She said to me, she was like, Rachel, we're here to support you. She's like, we're here to support you. And that's like literally what all of you biddies have been telling me when I do come on and like be a little vulnerable on my Instagram stories. I feel like I can get a little bit more vulnerable on the podcast here just because like, you know, it's a private experience, you and me with this bonus episode. I can get more vulnerable than ever because I know you guys are here for me. But yeah, so like I have to trust that you guys are here for me, and you guys love me and I love you. So like if this situation was flipped, I would also be like, no, I'm here to support you. Like, girl, do your thing. So it's just taken me a lot of time to kind of unravel that. And I feel like that's something that a lot of people probably deal with. You feel like if you say no to this one client's like like this one wedding for your client, it's going to be a disappointment and you're not going to get that referral. But just like know that the clients that are meant for you and the clients that support you will still refer you regardless. And your health and your well-being is like number one. Also scheduling in personal time. So another thing that's been helpful for me is saying, okay, well, guess what? Like tomorrow I am doing this, this, and this with my friends and it is booked and I am not going to cancel all my friends for work. And that was such a hard thing for me to do. And I'm sure for a lot of makeup artists, not picking up that job. It's like so enticing, but like in reality, if it's like a, I don't know, like a do and go, like say it's $150. Granted, yes, like I know a lot of us are tight on money. In the grand scheme of things, if you look at the bigger picture, $150 for you to not have like a personal day, it's kind of like, again, very short-sighted, very working out of scarcity is the other thing. Not trusting that that $150 is going to come to you in a different way later on in the way it's supposed to. Example, recently, as you guys know, I do dog sitting and dog walking. I've actually pulled back with those clients as well because I know how much I could take. And I had like said no to a gig. And I literally said to myself, I was like, I need a sign that like that was the right thing to do. Because I said no to this gig, even though it like sounded enticing, the money, right? And I think it was like, let me put a dollar amount on it. I think it was like a $300 dog sitting gig, which was probably like 4 days or 5 days, where they would come stay with me. And I said no to it. And I said, I need a sign, which I haven't asked. I feel like I don't really ask for enough. It's like, I need a sign that this is the right thing. And literally 30 minutes later, I get a text from like some random raffle that I had put myself in like 2 weeks prior. I won a $25 gift card for a wine store. I was like, the fuck? That's so crazy that it would like literally happen 30 minutes later. And on top of that, I then got a booking for dog sitting, which was actually 2 weeks long. So that was like double. It was like, or not 2 weeks long. It was like double the pay. It was like $600. And by saying no to that first gig, just because I had this weird feeling about it, just by saying no to that, brought the one that was more money and made it so that I don't have to work the rest of the month. Otherwise, I would have had to book two clients to make the same amount of money, if that makes sense, which is a little bit more stressful for me in that situation. So just kind of like trusting that intuition. Also raising your rates so that you can take less work. That's something that I struggled with, but I promise you once you raise your rates, you will have to take like half as many clients, or, you know, if you could take like half as many clients, it'll just alleviate that pressure. And your clients will be better. I'm telling you, at the higher price points, clients are a little bit like better. They're like, I don't know, they're more trusting. They're always just a lot easier, the higher paying clients, in my experience. Also just like looking into multiple streams of income. Like I have this dog sitting business. I have, you know, obviously you guys support me in the Patreon. I have the merch. I have different streams of income so that like if I'm slow on makeup, I can trust that the other things will kind of fill in the gaps, and not putting so much pressure on one business, especially if you're a makeup artist, something that's so physically taxing. You can be doing things like affiliate marketing within your makeup business. You don't have to be an influencer to be giving people referral links. There are affiliate links on all, like so many brands' websites. Shop My Shelf, if you go to, I'll put it in the show notes. If you sign up for Shop My Shelf, you could also get referrals, payments for commissions, affiliate like payments. See, but this is what I'm saying, guys. I'm still not 100%. So like, this is one thing that I've been noticing with myself, like words are like escape me. So like, it takes longer for me to like process what I'm saying. Cause like the word that I'm looking for is like not in my brain registering. That's what just happened. So, also, like I said, trust that the clients who love you and your supporters will understand. Clients that have issues with this, with you taking time off or canceling and things like that, they're not for you. And trust your gut. Like I said, like turning down clients and then you can get like a client next week that's going to be this, like double the pay. You don't need to work out of scarcity, and don't push yourself. If you guys are not like into social media, or if you're into social media and feel the pressure to be there consistently, don't fuck that. Like seriously, like join me. Fuck that. Do what you need to do to feel good, and do not apologize for having to take time off. Like really like own that and like feel comfort in that. And like, don't beat yourself up. I'm not saying don't apologize. I'm saying like, don't beat yourself up over it, because everything will like even itself out. I just wanted to tell you guys a little bit about what was going on with me so that you guys know. I know some of you are also like worried about me. I just want to get a little bit vulnerable. Also tell you guys, like I said, a little bit about what's going on for me, what's been working for me. I don't know if any of these things that you guys, if you guys have tried any of these things, or if you find them helpful, please like post about it and tag me. I love when I get your feedback on these episodes so that I know you guys are like listening to them. It always helps when I get like the feedback. So like, if you guys have a sec in your day, or if you want to give me advice or like share something that has helped you avoid burnout or maybe some self-care, I feel like that's something I didn't touch upon on this episode, because I feel like people harp on self-care. And sometimes like, I'm just like, dude, I get a fucking massage once a month. Like I don't even it's not helping. Like self-care looks so different for everybody that like, I can't even like go down that road of self-care. But like something that helps you, whatever it is, if it is a massage, if it is spending time with your kids, if it is like walking outside, if it's just like having a glass of wine at home. The other thing, oh, I forgot to mention, I wasn't like, because I was on the go so much, I wasn't like making healthy food choices, like not from like a, I don't know, like healthy perspective. I wasn't fueling my body with like good food. Like I was having a lot of like takeout and a lot of fast meals, and like it doesn't sustain you. So like I was able to, over the past like month, start cooking again, and like I just feel so much better literally having vegetables in my diet again. Because like, do you guys know what I'm talking about? When you like literally have not had a vegetable in like a week, and then you have a vegetable and you feel like fucking Popeye. I totally get that now. And also, if you guys don't go a week without a vegetable, that makes me feel weird. I hope some of you guys know what I'm talking about. But anyways, so I'm really excited to kind of like start being back in the routine. Keep an eye out on Instagram for all the information about next month's October meetup, and we'll do like a poll on topic for the October episode, bonus episode, and make sure to join in on the Discord. Just as a reminder, there is a private thread within the Discord, because the Discord is public right now, but patrons, we have a private chat in there. So if you guys want to talk about anything that comes up for you about these bonus episodes, or want to recap on a makeup lesson, or want to recap on one of the virtual meetups, or if you watched it afterwards and want to like comment, you know, about it, that would be the place to go, just because it's private. That's the private one. So like anything that has to deal with specifics is going to be in that private thread. I will add you to it as soon as you join the Discord. There is also a Patreon bulletin one, which is just notifications about the Patreon, not chat within the Patreon subscribers. So I love you all. I will talk to you at the end of the month, and I hope that you all have a wonderful weekend ahead.
Thank you for listening to the Lipstick Bitties podcast. To receive a special surprise from the head bitty in charge in the mail, make sure to drop a review in the app and DM your screenshot to me at Lipstick Bitties. Remember, you are a badass fucking bitty. See you next week.